Shavua Tov, world. Today's daf in the second Zvachim brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh is daf Nun Hey. We're holding still at the Halakha Mishnah, starting at the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beit. So we're continuing on. We're still in the middle of Kodshei Kodashim. We've talked about what should have been the beginning in a sense, which was Eilo, but Chatas was more chaviv, so we spoke about the various chataot, and we spoke about the Eila, and there's still other kodshei kodashim, which include zivchei shamei tzibur. The zivchei shamei tzibur are the korbanei shlamim, the only korbanei shlamim that are bought by the tzibur, and they are brought together with shnei alechem. These are called the kivsei atzeret. And all of the various ashamot. When we say ashamot, what are the ashamot? Well, here's a list of all of the ashamot. There is asham gezelot, which is talking about where somebody actually was kofer that he owed money, whatever the source of that was, whether it was that he actually stole something, or it means that somebody gave him a loan and he's denied having it. This is what we called back in Shavuos, we called Shavuot HaPikadon. So once he's made it, that it was a lie, then he's mechuyav to bring the korban asham besides the payment for what it was, plus the fine, the actual chumash. Then there's also the asham mi'ilot. And the asham mi'ilot we spoke about before when we looked over the entire Parshas Vayikra. That was the asham that we started off with the Shnei Sloim, where we learned things from. Asham Shivcha Charufa, this is the particular asham when you have a Shivcha Charufa, which we paskin, is a Shivcha Kna'anit that was actually set aside for an Eved Ivri, so she's not really, it's not a regular din of Kiddushin, but remember that there is nonetheless a level of Miyuchad relationship over there. This is Lamaise only one of the Pshatim, because this is not Rebbe Akiva, said it was Chatzi Shivcha v'Chatzi Bat Chorin. So this is one approach. And in this case, it's a sort of a semi-kedushin, and therefore there is a chiyuv. If somebody, even the maize, it slips with a Shivcha Charufa, there is a din of bringing an asham to be mechapim. Then there's, of course, the Asham Nazir, which is when a Nazir is tummy, that's what allows him to begin his Naziris again. The Asham Mitzera is necessary to bring in order for him to become Mutter, to become Tohar, and to become Mutter now, to go back and to eat Kachim and so on. And then we have the Asham Talui, which we spoke about back also in Vayikra, and the Asham Talui, we spoke about before when we were talking about the Asham Me'ilais, that is where someone was Mesupak, whether he was over on an Isser that would have been Mechayev and Mechayev Chatas, if he knew for a fact that he did it, and Mechayev him, if he would have done it, Bemezi would have been Mechayev him Chorus, and here he's not even sure that he did it. And we had a machlok, as you recall, about whether there's even an Asham Talui that would be brought in the case of Me'ila, which is not a Chiyuv Kos. And then getting back to the Seder of the Mishnah. So now we listed the Zivchei Shamei Tzibur, and we listed all of the Ashamis. Now tell me, what is the din? Okay, it's like all of the other Kodshei Kodshim in terms of Shlitatam B'Tzafon, Kibol Damam B'Klisharet B'Tzafon, and over here it's like the Korban Eila, in the sense that the Matnes Dam are not given L'malam Ichut HaSikra, and they're not Shayach to the Kranot HaMizbeach, Damon Ta'un Shtei Matanot Shein Arba. Remember we had the Machlokas before, does that mean literally just two times you move your hands, or does it mean you put them really on four different sides, but since they're only on the two corners that are diagonal to each other, we call that Shtei Matanot Shein Arba. That was a Machlokas we had before. And as far as the Achila is concerned, these are all Mechalim, Lifnim, and Akelaim. We spoke about the language of Minakelaim, that this Mishnah comes still, according to some, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, where there were still Keloim in the Mishkan, and they're eaten only to Zichrei Kehuna, and they can be eaten L'kom Achal, it doesn't matter how they were cooked, L'yom, V'layla. The shear of Achila is only for one day and the following night. And Midrabanan, it's at Chatzot, Kedela, Archiketa Adam, Mina Avera. Okay, now where does it say? We know Asham. We know it says the Asham. We talked about that before, that we learned out from Kechatat Kehasham, and we talked about whether you can learn out something from a Hekesh, from a different Hekesh. We found all of the rayas that you need Tzofein for Asham. But how do we know that you need Tzofein for Zivchei Shami Tzibur, which are Shlomim? And how do we know even that you need for the Kabbalah that you need Tzofein? Toni Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Kamei de Rava Vasitem Siir Izim Echad Lechatat. And it goes on to say, even though it left out the main part of the pasuk over here, Ushnei Chvasim B'nei Shana L'Zevach Shlamim. So it's comparing the Shnei Chvasim, which are the Zivchei Shlamei Tzibur, that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem, to the Siir Izim Echad L'Chatat, which is also coming for the Shtei Alechem. Just like a Chatat B'Tzafon, so too is the Shlamei Tzibur has to be B'Tzafon. And, of course, the same thing, but all true, L'Gabi Kabbalat Adam B'Tzafon. Omrei Rava, excuse me, but Rabba Bar Chanan, v'chichatas mi'echan limda? How do we know where chatas is brought? We only learned it out from the hekesh to the oila, v'mokom asher shechet ha'ola. But dover halamed mi'hekesh? Can it be chizur malamed mi'hekesh? We proved before that it cannot be malamed mi'hekesh. Therefore, says Rava, there's got to be a different mokom. It's from a different brisa. It says, Al olotechem, the al zivchei shamechem. So over there, the Torah is talking about where you're supposed to be, tekea. Utkatem bechatzotzrot, al olotechem, the al zivchei shamechem. Where are there chatzotzrot on zivchei shamechem? We don't blow chatzotzrot for a korban yachid. The shalmechem rabbin is only one place in the world, and that is the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Everywhere else, Shlomim are only brought by a Yochid. So you see from here that we compare Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur directly to the Olotechen, in which case we don't have to learn it out from a Hekesh to Chatas. We go straight to the Makor and learn it directly. Ma Oilo Kotche Kodashim, Av Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, Kotche Kodashim Lagabi Ova Lochas, just Me'ila immediately upon making it Kodesh. And just like Oilo is B'Tzofein, in terms of these street and in terms of the Kabbalah Saddam, Av Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur is B'Tzofein. So, I mean, but there is that other Hekesh that we brought in the Braita. That's got to be telling me something. And you're right. It can't be telling me what we thought. It can't be coming to tell me the din of Shechita B'Tzofein, because then it would have been comparing it to a Chatas, and the Chatas itself was only learned by Hekesh. But then what does it come to tell me? Ah, it comes to tell me that the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur are like a Chatas, but not in terms of the dinim of the chatas that are learned from Eila, because that would be a hekesh min a hekesh, and ein lamedim lomad min alomad, but rather for a different halacha, just like the korban chatat in a nechelet ela lezichrei kuhuna, so to zivchei shalmei tzibur or ein a necholim ela lezichrei kuhuna. So you can't learn it out from an oila because there's nothing to eat in an oila. So we learn it out from the chatas. Wait a minute. If that's true, says Abaye to Rava, Yachi Gabi El Nasir, then why don't we say the same thing that we have exactly the same lashon that seemed to be comparing to the chatas, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur? We have a comparison to chatas by the El Nasir. Because Kabi El Nazir says, "Mi krivit korbanu l'Hashem keves ben shenato tamim echad lo'olam." So this is interesting, because over here we have an ayah for a shlomim that is listed together with the chatas. And what ayah for shlomim is that? That's the El Nazir. So it says over there, "Kafsa chat bat shenata temima lechatat v'ayah lechatamim l'shlomim." Now you said that if we mention a shlomim next to a chatas, it's coming to tell me that it can be ne'echal only to zichrei kohuna. But that is not true about the El Nazir. Actually, an El Nazir, as we're going to see the Mishnah coming up, an El Nazir can be eaten by anyone. But why don't we learn it out from the chatas the same way that we learned on zivche shalmei tzibor from the chatas that's next to it? Oh, chinami nebedahi kishakatuv lechatat ma chatat ena neachelat elu lezichrei kuhuna afil nozir nami ena neachel lezichrei kuhuna. And we know that that's not true. So apparently you can't use this hekesh to tell me the dinim of achila to zichrei kuhuna. Ach, says Rava, come on, man. There's no tzad to say it. It says beferish in the pasuk of the El Nazir. V'lakach ha-kohen et hazra b'sheila min ha'ayil. Remember, there's a special gift that's given to the Kohanim, besides the chaz of Ashok, which is given from every shlamim. And there's also the din, a special case by the El Nazir, in which the zra b'sheila that was cooked on the hair of the Nazir is actually burned on that in that fire that's cooking that zra b'sheila. That should be given to the Kohen. Isn't that clear? That is the part that's given to the Kohen, but not the rest of it. The rest of it is eaten by the Baalim, whoever they want to give it to. Wait a minute. Okay, you're right. But the part that's given to the Kohanim should at least, because of the Hekesh Techatas, should at least only be allowed to be eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna. And yet the Mishnah coming up says that the actually, even the Zra B'Sheila, which is given to the Kohanim, can be eaten not only by Zichrei Kuhuna like the Chatas, it can be eaten by anyone in the Kohen's family. It's like Truma, you know? So, there's still a problem. It's the same problem. Yeah, that is a problem. I agree. Kasha. Or, you know what? It's possible that the Torah specifically makes it not only lezichrei kuhuna, because in the very pasuk where the Torah speaks about the giving it to the kohen, so it says over there, after the kohen does the tenufa lefnei Hashem, it says kodeshu lakohen achazei tenufa v'ashoka truma, and then achayishta nazir yayin. So what does that mean? It's only kodesh to the kohen. It's not kachi kachi. If it were kachi kachi, then in achinami, it could only be eaten by zichrei kuhuna. But since the Torah found it necessary to specify that it's kadesh, it means it's dafka kachi ikra. Kachi kadashim lo ikre. So I know that its din is to be eaten by anyone. Okay, but then, so now we still have the question. I asked you, what was the purpose of that first hekesh? And you told me that that's the first hekesh you told me was in order to teach me zichrei kuhuna. But that's not the purpose of the hekesh over here by the El Nazir, because you just showed me that it's not only eaten by zichrei kuhuna. So what is the purpose for El Nazir? Ah, that is a marvelous purpose. It's being compared over here, the aisle of the Nazir, is comparing from the aisle to the oila and the chatas that is brought together with him. That's coming to tell me a wonderful chiddush, which is that any of these karbonos is enough to be matir the nazir to complete his naziras. You see? Because like this, I would have said, since it says that after the kohen takes it, then, as we just said, achar yishteh yehanazir yayin. Mashma, only the El Nazir comes along the hekesh to tell me, learn out from El Nazir, that the Eila and the Chatas of the Nazir is also sufficient on their own, even if I haven't brought all three, to allow him to do his Tiglachat and basically to end his Nazira. So, okay, then that's telling me that's the other direction. The Hekesh is coming to be Makish the Chatas and the Eila to the Ayo and not the Ayo to the Eila and the Chatas. And so we start off our week not only with Elio Hanavi, but by his Talmud, our very own Sir Richard.
Zuk the Helikum Mishnah.
Thank you, Sir Richard. You better have another session with Elio Hanavi to get you a little bit more charged. So, we move on now that we have finished all of the Kachi Kachi. We move on to the Kachim Kalim, HaTodah. So we start with the special cases of the Kachim Kalim. You'd think we'd begin Kachim Kalim with Shlomim, because, I mean, that's like the model, you know, for everything. But remember that there is a more chomer in terms of the dinim of achila. There's a more chomer kachim kalim that have similarities to kachim kachim in that they can only be eaten for that one day and the following night, just like kachim kachim. And that is the toda. So even though it's essentially a shlamim, todat shlamav, and the el nazir that we just spoke about, their kachim kalim, and therefore shchitatan b'choma kom ba'azara, it's true, you could check them anywhere, and it's true that doman ta'un shtei matanot shein arba, they are kachim kalim, and they're similar to the type of zrika that is true of the all shlamim and the teda, which is not true of all different types of shlamim, as we're going to see the next Mishnah, but they need, these two need the regular shnayim shein arba, which is similar to the zrika sadan of the oila. However, they're eaten in a very different way. They can be eaten anywhere in the city, meaning, of course, Yerushalayim, ne'echalim b'chol ha'ir, and they can be eaten even by anybody, l'chol adam. And this means that we've got three different levels of achila, right? We've got the kachim kadashim, which are only eaten by zichrei kuhuna. We have kachim kalim, which can be eaten by anyone. And then we have the things that are given to the kohen from the kachim, and those, even when they're given from a shlamim, they don't have a din of kachim kachim, but they have a din of truma. They're the muran. And therefore, they're eaten only by kohanim and their family. So there's those things that are eaten only by kohanim males. There are those that are eaten by a kohen's family. And there are those that are eaten by anyone. So these things are eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, eaten by even zarim. They don't have to be kohanim. And they can be eaten in any way that you want to prepare them, b'chol ma'achal, you can make them into your cholent for Shabbos, l'yom l'alayla, you can't really make them for your cholent for Shabbos because of this, because they're only eaten for the same day, you see. So l'yom v'alayla, at chatzot, if you put them in your cholent, you're going to have problems with notar. You don't want to eat a notar cholent. So it's only until the end of that day, and mirabonan, it's only eaten at chatzot. Now, those things that are muram mehem. What is muram mehem? Well, we have the chaz v'shok, we have the lach meteda, we have the zra b'shela of the el nazir, we have the tuchalois that is taken from the el nazir. Those are truma. So the muram mehem that are given to the kohanim, they have the same din in terms of how long they can be eaten and where they can be eaten, but they're not eaten by anybody. They're eaten only by kohanim and their family and extended family. So amuram nechal kohanim b'nesheyem livnehem ul avdehem. Okay, so kachim kachim, we said, can be eaten all through Yerushalayim. How do we know that? Tanu rabbanan ve'et chazeya tenufa ve'et shoka truma tochlu b'makom tahor. That's a very strange thing to say. Eat it, the makom tahor. I mean, does that mean that other things were eaten in a makom tuma? I don't understand what that means. Omar Rabbi Nechemia, v'chi rishonim b'tuma chalum. I don't understand. Here we're talking about the yom hashmini. These are the korbanos of the miluim, and I'm telling you, kohanim, to eat it in a makom tahor. And everything that we did until now, the korbanos until now, what, we ate it in a makom of tuma? Ella, what it must mean, therefore, is to tell me that it's tahar, on some level it's tahar, but it is tamei on another level, meaning that up until now, it's eaten in a makom kodesh, which has no tuma at all. But this is talking about a place that even though it's not shayach to be called makom kodesh, but there's certain tumas that you're not going to have in it. So for that, it's tahar. So what would that mean? It means it's tahar in the sense that a mitzerek is not allowed to be there because a mitzerek, he's got to stay away from even the city of Yerushalayim, right? He's got to go out chutz l'shalosh machanais. Remember what the shalosh machanais were in the Midbar. So the Shalosh Machanos are the actual Machanah Shechina, which is the Mishkan and the area around the Mishkan, the Chotzer of the Mishkan. And then we had the place where the Levium were. Levium were Saviv LeMishkan Yishkanu. And then we had, which in the Beis HaMikdash, that is Kineged, the Mokum of Levium would be Kineged to Har HaBayit and the Ezras Nashim. And the Mishkan would be the Chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash itself, which is the Azorah, and obviously the Flavi Lifnim. So that would be called the Mokum Shechina, then would be the Machane Levia, and then Yerushalayim, outside of the Har HaBayit, would be Machane Yisrael. So the Mitzorah is not allowed to be in any of the Shalosh Machanes. And therefore, we're talking about over here, eating something where a Mitzorah cannot come into, which means that it cannot be in Yerushalayim, but it can be a place where a Zov would come into. V'tamei mituma Zov. What would that be? That's anywhere in Machane Yisrael, which in the Mishkan was Machane Yisrael, was the Yud Beis Mil, and over here it's referring to Yerushalayim. So it can be eaten anywhere in Machane Yisrael. That's sort of like, it's your own way of saying it. I mean, maybe it means it's Tahar Mitumat Zav, but it's Tamei from bringing a mace there, you know? And that would be Machane Levia. So, I don't understand why you're saying this. I mean, you could read it either way you want. So maybe it's a tummy maze. I shouldn't say a maze. Maybe it's a tummy maze. That's not allowed to go in there. That would mean that you wouldn't be able to bring it anywhere, except into the Machane Levia, but you couldn't eat it in the whole city of Yerushalayim. Amar Abaye, because the pasuk before, which was talking about the minalches that were brought during the miluim of the Nachshon ben Aminadav and everyone else, it says over there, v'achaltem ota b'makom kadosh, which means that only that mincha has to be eaten b'makom kadosh, but not anything else. V'lo acheret b'makom kadosh. So that means that, let's say, v'lachme teda, does not have to be in a Mokum Kadosh, which means that you already took out the Kachim Kalim, like the Taida. You took it out of the Mokum Kadosh already into the Machane Levia. Then it says also the Shlomim that was brought then, Hadaksiv, that you don't have to eat it from Mokum Kadosh, you eat it from Mokum Tahor, which means that adds one additional level to be Mekil, which means that not only did you move it out of the Machane Shechina into the Machane Levia, you took it all the way out and you brought it into Machane Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim. That is Abaye's approach. Rava says, no, I think we could do it the other way around. When it says Ota b'makom kadosh, the lo acheret b'makom kadosh, so only the mincha that's brought by Nachshon ben Aminadav, that's, yes, b'makom kadosh. But other things, like the lachmei teda, does not have to be eaten b'makom kadosh, which means no kadusha, takes it out completely. You could even eat it in, I don't know, Lud. I mean, you don't have to eat it anywhere. That's why when it says Makom Tahor, that means, no, you can't eat it in Lud. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So that's one additional level of Taira. You can eat it from Machane Yisrael. I understand, Rava. Maybe instead of saying you brought it back into Machane Yisrael, maybe it means you brought it all the way back into Machane Levia. Well, obviously, I mean, if you only have one pasuk, you can only bring it one step, right? So we were in Lud, so now you have to come to Yerushalayim. But what makes you take it into the Har HaBayit? I knew you would say that. Now I got you. Because then if you're telling me when you only have one pasuk, you only bring it back into one place. If you only have one pasuk to take it out, you only take it out of one place. Why did you jump and say, well, Oysa b'makom kadosh, and the other one you don't have to eat at all in a makom kadosh? Yochi afukinami. If you're going out, it should be the same thing. Go out from Chodah Mafkinan. Just take it out from one, but Mitarti lo Mafkinan. The Ode, and also, what are you saying, Rava? What kind of Hava Mina is there, Bichlal, to say such a thing, that I took it out to Lud, It says, "Lo tuchal le'chol b'sharecha ma'asa de'gancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha," and then it goes on to mention all of the karbonas of Kachim Kalim. You cannot eat b'sharecha. So obviously there was no avamina, that it was actually afke completely. Elamachvarta kirei Abaye. Basic pshat, Abaye was right in darshaning in the other direction. Take it out one machan at a time, and it's telling us that you're allowed to be in a place where there's some level of tuma, but not all levels of tuma. So the mitzora can be there, but nothing worse than that. And now it's time for our newly replenished Richie. Give it to us, Sir Richard. There we go. Yes, Barnea says you got a little jealous of Elisha, the other Talmud of
Shlomim. Inspired by the Haftorah.
Exactly. Shlomim Kachim Kalim. The only problem is, in the Haftorah, it was oil. It wasn't talisker. I mean, but okay, it's understandable. Shlomi, moving on now to the other Kachim Kalim, which are even more kal in the sense that they're not needed to be finished all in one day. So Shlomi, Kachim Kalim, Shlitasan Bechomakom Ba'azara, just like the Toda, V'doman Ton Shtei Matanot Shein Arba, just like the Eila, V'necholim Bechol Ha'ir L'chol Adam B'chol Ma'achal, they can be eaten by anyone. And the difference between that and the Toda is that here it's L'shnei Yamim V'layla Echad, they can be eaten for 2 days and the night in between those 2 days. So whatever's left of the day of the Shrita, and then the next night, and then the whole next day. Hamuranihim kayotzebihim. So we have the Chaz of Ashok. There's no Lach Mitona, obviously, from Shomim, but still there are parts that are the Truma, and that is the Chaz of Ashok. It's called the Truma to the Kohen. It's the same din, except that it's only eaten, because it's like Truma, to Kohanim and to their wives and their children and their Avadim. Tana Rabbana. It says over here that you can shech the Shlomim anywhere at all in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how do we know that? So it's fascinating. We've got three psukim that seem to be saying the same thing, but the first of the psukim is sort of different. So remember, we've got three different parshiyos of Shlomim at the beginning of Vayikra, and one of them talks about Mina Bakar, the next one talks about Mina Kvasim, and the third one talks about Mina Izim. So the first posik that speaks about bringing a carbon Shlomim from cattle, so it says, Ushchato Petach Ohomoi, right? It sounds like right at the door, the entrance to the Ohomoi. And then when it moves on to the Kvasim, it says, Beshachatoto Lifnei Ohomoi, in front of, it is in front of the door, in front of the Ohomoi. And the next one, which is talking about the goats, is also Vishachatoto Lifnei Ohomoi. So first, why do we need three different psukim? So the truth is that from these three psukim together, we learn out that Kol HaRuchot are kosher v'kachim kalim. You can check anywhere at all, and therefore, Kal V'chomer L'tzafon, I mean, I don't need a posek to tell me the north, because, I mean, if other places that are just somewhere Lifnei Ohomoed, they're in front of where the Ohomoed is. So if that includes even areas that you'd never be able to shecht kachim in, because you need to shecht it out, you need to shecht it next to, again, at the Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafena, of course, we had a three-way machlokas, exactly how that defines Tzafon, but Lamais, it's certainly not everywhere. So if you can do the shechita of these things anywhere, kosher can, you can do it Tzafon. Because, I mean, if Kachay Kadashim, you can't do anywhere but Tzafon. So it's not kosher in any of these other places that we learned out, but it is kosher at Tzafon. The Kachim Kalim, which are kosher b'kol aruchot, are certainly going to be kosher at Tzafon, aren't they? So therefore, I don't need a posik for the Tzad Tzafon. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, on the contrary, the whole purpose of one of these psukim was to be makshir tzofin. Because I would have said that a kal v'chomer tells you that you're not allowed to shech kachim kalim betzofin. Listen to how I would say it. Valodinu. Kachim kalim. They are kosher b'kol haruchot, right? But can you shech kachim kachim in that area? No. So kachim kachim, which are not kosher except at the tzafon, so kol shekin, their place is miyuchad for them. If even kachim kalim are miyuchad for kachim kalim and exclude kachim kachim, so kol shekin, the area of kachim kachim, which is far more limited, is more exclusive, and it wasn't kodesh for kachim kalim. That's what I would have thought. That's why I need to tell me one of these lifnei olamoed is to tell me that kachim kalim actually can be even in the tzatzafon. So it's not clear exactly how the difference between the Tanakama, who learns that we don't need the pasuk, versus Rebbe Eliezer, how do they differ in understanding the pasukim? So the Maika Miflagi, they both are made that kachim kalim are kosher anywhere. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing, Rebbe Eliezer says, I need a pasuk to tell me that. And the Tanakhama says, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Okay, but how does that translate into the actual usage of the pasukim? So the Tanakhama holds, we have three pasukim, like we said. So one of them is needed to tell me chad legufe. One is to tell me just like the Lashon says. It says petach olmoy. It doesn't say lifnei olmoy. And that means that you're only allowed to do the shechita if the olmoy is open. If the doors are closed, you are not allowed to shech. Or if, let's say, in the zman of the Mishkan, if the Levim haven't put together the Mishkan yet, you are not allowed to shech. If the Levim have taken apart the Mishkan and now they're traveling to a new location in the Midbar, you are not allowed to shech. So that comes from the only from that first pasuk, which is the only pasuk that says petach, not just lifnei olamoid, but petach olamoid. Okay, so that comes to teach me the gufi that we need petach olamoid. Now the other is to tell me that you can also shech anywhere. Doesn't have to be literally at the door. It could be as long as it's the part of the Azara is from the entrance of the Olam Moed onwards towards the entrance to the Azara, that whole area is kosher. Doesn't matter where. So you could be anywhere in the area which is in front of the Olam Moed. And Chad is Lifso Tzidet Studim. However, you cannot shech something that is in a lishka, which would be the side of the side. So let's say you have a lishka. The lishkas were the little chambers in which different things were done. Remember, we learned in Midas a lot of the different lishakot and what their function is. But even if there's a lishka that has a kedusha of the Azara, you can't check there because it's not lifnei olamoed. Now that's tzidet studim. As far as tzofen is concerned, say the Tanakhama, I don't need a pasuk for tzofen. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even have bothered telling you to kal v'chomer unless I knew that Rebbe Eliezer claims the Talmud that the kal v'chomer is the other direction. I would have thought that any child could see that it's a kal v'chomer, but since I looked ahead and I heard that Rebbe Eliezer is going to claim the opposite, so I point out to you that actually the way to understand it properly is to make a kal v'chomer in the direction that we made it. And that it definitely would be kosher, but tzofen. So what is Rebbe Eliezer hold? Rebbe Eliezer tzofen, yes, absolutely. We need chad legufe. We need one to tell us that you've got to have the petach or moed. And if the Mishkan is locked or closed, as we'll see, or certainly if it's been taken down and it hasn't been put up, you cannot do the shechita. So we need a petach or moed. Chad, now I say, we need one of these psukim to tell me that you can even shecht kachim kalim in a tzofen. And that is what I differ with the Tanakhama. And one of them is to be makshir that studim. But I say, even though I agree with you that tzidet studim are not kosher for shechita, there's no need for a pasuk for tzidet studim because tzidet studim are not bifnei olam moed. Okay, let's take a look first at the language of these psukim. Maishnah, how come the first pasuk, which was said by a shlomim that's being brought from Bokar? You can bring shlomim from either Bokar Vitzon. The shlomim that discusses Bokar, which is Davka cattle, there it says Petach Olamoy. But the shlomim that is by Keves and by Aes, it says Lifnei Olamoy. It doesn't say Petach. So there's something special about this din of Petach Olamoy. What is that teaching us? That's teaching us like Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Do you know Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel? Shlamim that were shechted before the doors of the Heichal were open are pasul. Shenema ushechato petach olmoid, which means dafka bisman shehu patuach velo bisman shehu na'ul. And we learned the same thing from Arufa Bar Chama in the name of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Shlamim that you shechted early in the morning. Kodem sheyipatchu daltot ha-hechal ar psulim, shenemar ushchato petach olam moed, bizman shepetach ha-hechal patuach, velo bizman shehu na'ul. And actually in Eretz Yisrael, where there was a sensitivity to the entire history of the Beis HaMikdash, they said it differently. Omer Rav Yaakov Barach, Omer Rav Ashi, shlomim sheshechatan kodem sheyipatchu daltot ha-hechal psulim, and in the Mishkan, this is translated into kodem sheyamidu levim et ha-mishkan, or la'achar sheyifarku ha-levim et ha-mishkan. If the Mishkan is not put up, then you cannot shecht, and it would be a pasul shechita, and the carbon is useless.
Can maybe just revise what time that was in the morning? What time did they close? What time
we get to all of that. Pshita, says the Gemara, mukaf kina uldami. Now, one thing's for sure, we don't need for the doors to be locked. I mean, because it says petach patuach. And the patuach means open, and not that there's a door in front of it. So even though it's not locked, so they've already unlocked it. And remember, there's that gradual, which we spoke about when we learned Yuma. That's first it's unlocked. Okay, so if you unlock it, that's not going to make it kosher. It has to actually be open. But what I don't know is what about after the doors are open, they do put a vilon for purposes of it. It's not right for people to be looking into the Eichel itself. And so they would put a vilon there in order to prevent it from being just open to the public. So does that mean that it's not patuach, and that if the vilon is spread, that it's not kosher for shrita? Amar Rebbe Zera, of course it doesn't mean that. Hu atzmo eina naaseh l'kepetach patuach. The whole point of the vilon is to be able to keep the doors open and yet to leave tzniut there. So how in the world could you think that that's the equivalent of closing the doors? Okay, how about if there's something in the way? How about gova, my? How about if there's like something that's between you and the petach? So you moved in, and there's a truck delivering animals, whatever. You did the shvita, and the truck blocks your way. Is that kosher? Tashma? Petanya Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda Omer. There were shnei pishpashin, the beta chalifot, the gova shmune, כדי להכשיר את העזרה כולה, להכיל את סקוצ'י קוצ'ים ולשחית את סקוצ'ים קלים. So now, remember, up until now, it seems that we're only talking about the area that's in front of the Ohel Moed, right? But how about the area that is blocked by the ulam? Remember that the ulam is like a porch in front of the Heichal, and it extends 15 amot in either direction, above and beyond the actual Heichal itself. Now, in the back of that extension, remember we learned that we have the locker room for the Kohanim to keep their special knives that are there. Okay, but suppose you would do shechita there. Here you're saying anywhere in the Azara, Chol Makom Sheba Azara, but this is in the Azara, and it's not Petach Ohel Moed, is it? So how could we say you could shecht anywhere in the Azara? Ah, the answer is that there were two pishpashin, which are smaller doors, and that was in the Beit HaChalifot, in the locker room, meaning that it's facing towards the back of the ulam, the extension of the ulam, and that would allow anywhere that is facing those speech machine to be in front of the Olamoy, because this is another door. So there's a door facing the back. And therefore, that would be makshir, the entire Azara. And that would be the whole point. Kedei lakshir et Azara kula, both for achilas kachi kachim and for shchitas kachim kalim, which could be anywhere in the Azara. Now, when you said those words,
Rebbe, does that mean there was a door both on the north and the south?
What?
Was there a door both on the north and
yes,
the south?
Yes.
Two doors.
Yes. It says Shnei Pishmishin. That's why it says that. So, on either side, we had a door. And it says, and then there was Gova Shmona. Now, what the heck does that mean? Well, what we assume it means is that the door itself was the same as all the other doors, because it says all of the Tzachim that were in the Beis HaMikdash were 20 Amas high. So we're assuming at this point that the Pishpashim were 20 Amas high, and when it says there was a Gova Shmona, it means that they built a blockage, so you shouldn't look into it. They put a blockage that were 8 Amas high, but nonetheless, that was Makshir, the entire Azora for Shechita. So what do you see? That even if there's a blockage in front of the door, it's considered to be the Pnei Ohomoid. Oh, so there's Uriah. My love, the Ika Kamayu Shmona. It means that there was an eight Amos high block, a barrier. No. It means the Pishpashin were 8 Amos high. What? Only 8 Amos high? And what's Og Melech HaBashan going to do if he comes to visit there? I mean, what kind of entrance is that? It's only like 20 feet high? That's crazy. So doesn't it say, Kol HaShaharim Shayusham Govan Esrim Ama? So how can it only be Shmona Amot? No, that's why it's called a pishpesh. A pishpesh is like, it's good for little insects, So it's nice for pishpeshin that are only 8 Amot high. Boy, I hope I don't meet one of those. But it's, therefore, it's not called a delet. It's called a pishpesh. It's nothing to do with being blocked. It wasn't blocked. Pishpeshin shining. Okay, but so getting back, I'm just interested, how does this make the entire Azara kosher? Because these Pishpashin, you said that they are in the locker room, but the locker area is in back of the ulam, right? But what about the sides of the ulam? If somebody didn't get all the way back, so that he's not looking back towards these Pishpashin, how could he shecht there? And you said the whole Azara is kosher. So then that means that the sides of the ulam itself should not be kosher. This doesn't make sense. Yes. These pishpishim were at an angle. They faced both the side and the back. And that way, even the side is kosher. Yeah, but what about the back of the Heichal? The back of the Heichal, you said, isn't that part of the Azara? Yes, and you said anywhere in the Azara, didn't you? So how is that kosher? Ah, Tashma. Yomar Romi Barav Yehuda Omarav. There was the Lul Katan. Achorei Beta Kaporet. Kidei lahachshir et ha'azara l'achilas kachim kachim u'lashchitas kachim kalim. There was one additional opening, and that additional opening was in the back wall of the Heichal that faces the side, which is all the way to the west. In other words, between the end of the Heichal and the wall of the Azara, there was also opening in order to be makshir that area to be a pnei ohel moed, because there was a panim even in the back. And that's what we learned, that when we were talking over there about the number, it says in Divrei Hayomim that there were shnei shomrim that were shomrim behind. It calls them lefarbar. And lefarbar is... what does that mean, lefarbar? It means klape bar. Omar Rabba Parav Shila, Kimandi Omar, klape bar. So there was something that was towards the outside, meaning it goes back even in the 11 Amos, the last little piece of the Azora that's behind the Kodesh HaKodashim.